Brothers and sisters, what does the Bible say about the identity and nature of Christ? Some cause a great deal of confusion to simple Christian believers. Let us look at the question, is Jesus Jehovah? The Hebrew name Yahweh, often pronounced Jehovah, is key to identifying God in the Old Testament. It means the Lord. It occurs for the first time in the early Bible in the second chapter of Genesis. In Exodus, God first reveals his name to Moses as I am who I am. The name speaks of the being or existence of God. He is self-existent and self-sufficient. He has no beginning and no end. Repeatedly, Jehovah speaks of himself as the I am. I am of this or of that. Often it is, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. The use of I am in the Old Testament always speaks of the very essence of God. It speaks of the God of Israel in contrast to the false gods of the nations. I am speaks of his uniqueness, the one who alone is the Creator, the Almighty, all-knowing and all-wise guardian of all creation. He is the one who alone must be worshipped. Although invisible and untouchable, he reveals himself through his activities of creation and providence. He's always there for his people, as their guide and guardian, and as their God of salvation. Although he is absolutely holy, he provides the means of his people to know him, to seek his blessed company and protection. Throughout the New Testament, we encounter in Christ all the meaning of God's words to Moses, that he is the I am who is I am. John's gospel opens with the same assertion, Jesus, the Logos or Word, was always there. As the Logos or the Word, he represents God's desire and activity of speaking of himself, of revealing himself. He was not only the Creator, but actually the very source of life and light in the world. John's Gospel opens, in the beginning was the Logos, the Word, and the Word, the Logos, was with God, and the Logos, the Word, was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The gospel goes on to clarify that Jesus is that very Word, the Logos, in human form. He added our human nature to his divine nature. The gospel goes on to say, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. The Logos here is presented as the only one who manifests who God is. Throughout the Gospel of John, the Logos represents the only means to know who God is. John is inspired by the Holy Spirit to unfold the very meaning of God's revelation of himself in human form as the I am. 7 times in the Gospel of John, the I am gives meaning to himself as the Logos, the Word, God in the flesh. All 7 of Jesus's I am connect to essential needs for life. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. In chapter 12 of John's Gospel, we read that some Jews did not believe in Jesus despite seeing so many of his miracles. John notes that this fulfilled what Isaiah predicted about their hardness of heart, saying, "Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him." This refers to the heavenly vision of Isaiah, where the adoring seraphim are described saying, "One called to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" Thus, John clearly identifies Jesus with the Lord Jehovah revealed to Isaiah. Between his resurrection from the dead and his ascension to heaven, Jesus spent 40 days teaching the apostles that he is the center and focus of all Old Testament scriptures. They all point to him. The last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation, repeatedly uses terms, symbols, images, metaphors, and visions from the Old Testament. Such terms were familiar to the Apostle John and the early churches. Revelation begins by identifying itself as the revelation of Jesus Christ. In the first chapter, Jesus identifies himself as the one who is and who was and who is to come. He continues, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Then he says to John, "Fear not, I am the first and the last, and I am the living one." At the conclusion of the book, Jesus speaks again, saying, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." The conclusion is simple. Jesus, who was and who is to come, is the triple holy Lord God Almighty. The book of Revelation concludes the New Testament and the whole Bible as the seal of God's revelation of himself in Christ as the I Am. The I Am who fulfilled his promise to be there for his people. He was, he is, and he is to come. In the flesh, Jesus retained his glorious honor and might as the blessed second person of the Holy Trinity. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Even in the Old Testament, he speaks to Moses as, "I am who I am." In Exodus, he appeared to Moses as the Lord's holy angel, just as he appeared to John in Revelation. He identified himself as the I Am to prepare Moses to be sent to deliver his people from Egypt. Jesus is the holy, great I Am. He was, he is, and he is to come, the Almighty. Along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, he is Jehovah. As the holy rider of the white horse, he came down from heaven, conquering and to conquer. He came to judge in righteousness as the self-giving one. He took on himself the just divine judgment. In righteousness, he died our death. In holiness, he conquered sin, Satan, and the world, and secured life eternal for all those who cling to him. Hallelujah.